My dog used to chase people on a bike all the time. It got so bad, finally, I took his bike away.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was a boy, I told my mother, I want to grow up and be a comedian. She said, you can't do both. Well, some people know me as a funny guy, but looks aren't everything. Still, they ask me to get up on stages and help them laugh. I try to avoid corny jokes like this one. I wanted to grow my own food this year, but I couldn't find bacon seeds anywhere. Well, I think one of the best laughs I received this past weekend was when I told folks that I spoke into my phone and asked Siri, what does a woman want? Siri hasn't stopped talking for 2 weeks. Well, 3 times in the past week, I've had event coordinators tell me something that thrilled me and made me sad all at once. Basically this, the last comedian we had in was so filthy, I didn't know whether to cry or wash his mouth out with soap. Thanks for keeping things clean. That's from different corporate people. To celebrate, and just for fun, we present Clean Joke Day. Gather the kids around. Here are some of my favorite family-friendly jokes. My son will add a few laugh tracks so you don't have to laugh alone. What do you call it when a chicken sees a salad? Chicken Caesar salad. Okay, they're going to get better. What did the judge ask when he went to the dentist? Do you swear to pull the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth? An old guy is driving his Volvo home from work when his wife calls him on his cell phone. Honey, she says in a worried voice, please be careful. I'm watching the news. Some lunatic is driving the wrong way down the freeway. Oh, it's worse than that, he replies. There are hundreds of them. Get it? He was the crazy guy going the wrong direction. Why do I sometimes feel like I have to explain a joke? Doctor, I'm sorry, but you are terribly sick and have only 10 to live. Patient. What do you mean 10? 10 what? Months, weeks, years, decades? Doctor, 9. Why did little Johnny put his teddy bear in the freezer? Because he wanted a polar bear. Okay, I promise that's the last one of those. A man went to his lawyer and asked him, what is your fee? The lawyer says, $1,000 for 3 questions. Wow, said the man, isn't that a bit expensive? Yes, replied the lawyer. And what is your 3rd question? A guy says to his grocer, how much do the potatoes cost? $2.50, replied the grocer. And what does the bag cost? The bag is free. Okay, just give me the bag. Late one night, a mugger stopped a well-dressed man and stuck a gun in his ribs. Give me your money, he demanded. The well-dressed man replied, you can't do this. I'm a congressman. Oh, in that case, said the thief, give me my money. And our last clean joke, a grandma came to her granddaughter and said, your waffle iron isn't working, dear. The girl replied, grandma, please stay away from my laptop. Well, laughter is a great gift from God. But like all of his gifts, the enemy likes to twist it. Let's make sure our humor builds, encourages, motivates, and cheers. In Psalm 19:14, King David writes this, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You know, even if you can't tell a joke to save your life, join me in making these words your prayer. Then try telling this joke. Just say, I discovered a fantastic exercise that helped me lose weight. I turn my head to the left, then I turn my head to the right. I repeat this each time I'm offered pizza.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.